AP News, I'm Ben Thomas. Iranian state media has confirmed the deaths of Ali Larijani, Secretary of Iran's Supreme National Security Council, and General Gholam Reza Soleimani, the head of the Revolutionary Guard's all-volunteer besieged force. Israel says it was their strikes that killed them. Meanwhile, Sagar Magani reports President Trump's again lashed out at allies today.
President Trump is fuming at NATO and most other U.S. allies who have rejected his calls to help secure the Strait of Hormuz.
NATO's making a very foolish mistake.
The president lit into an alliance he says should have reciprocated after years of American support.
I've long said that, you know, I wonder whether or not NATO would ever be there for us. So this was a great test.
The refusals laying bare that the international community sees the Iran war as one of Trump's choice, one squarely on his shoulders. The president says that's fine.
We don't need him, but they should have been there.
Asked if it could force him to rethink America's relationship with the alliance or leave it altogether.
It's certainly something that we should think about.
Sagar Magani, Washington.
The director of the National Counterterrorism Center has announced his resignation. Joe Kent says Iran posed no imminent threat to the United States, and President Trump started the war due to pressure from Israel. Trump's reaction?
It's a good thing that he's out, because he said that Iran was not a threat. Iran was a threat. Every country realized what a threat Iran was. The question is whether or not they wanted to do something about it.
Police in Georgia say officers shot and killed a suspect after responding to a shooting at a Department of Veteran Affairs clinic in Jasper. One other person described as a victim was airlifted to the hospital. And Illinois voters are deciding primaries today for 6 open U.S. House and Senate seats. This is AP News. Seth Sutel now with the AP Markets Report.
Stocks ticked higher on Wall Street, even after oil prices rose again because of the war in Iran. The S&P 500 rose 0.2% Tuesday. The index is coming off its biggest day since the war began. The Dow Jones Industrial Average edged up 46 points. That's about 0.1%. The NASDAQ Composite rose 0.5%. Airline stocks climbed after Delta and other carriers raised their forecasts for upcoming revenue. Delta jumped 6.6%. The price of West Texas Intermediate crude rose almost 3% to $95 a barrel. Treasury yields eased in the bond market. The yield on the 10-year Treasury fell to 4.20%. Seth Sutel, New York.
Lingering travel issues after yesterday's storms, FlightAware says more than 1,000 flights canceled today, 4,200 delayed. There's more news at apnews.com. I'm Ben Thomas. Thanks for listening.